Thank you and good morning. The sheriff's office is coordinating a search effort for a man who went swimming in the Trinity River on Wednesday with two friends and who was caught up in the fast-moving current and carried downstream. Members of the Hoopa Volunteer Fire Department, tribal police officers, and the Coast Guard responded to the scene at the Tishtang campground after one of the men was able to make it back to shore and summon help. The second man was found on the riverbank near Vista Point, but the third man, identified as 22-year-old Michael Martin, could not be located. The three men were camping at Tishtang and decided to go for a swim, but were met by cold water and a swift current. The search for Martin was suspended due to darkness and was resumed yesterday. That search for Martin in the Trinity River spurred the sheriff's office to issue a statement reminding residents of the dangers associated with local rivers. With swift currents and plenty of snowmelt, the rivers are fast and cold, and it doesn't take long for a person to lose strength battling strong currents in the cold water. River conditions can change rapidly, and for those unfamiliar with local conditions, they can be deadly. You are urged to use caution. Jordan Christmas has news from Cal State.
The California Faculty Association and CSU management are set to announce a tentative agreement on a reopened contract in Sacramento at 10 a.m. this morning. This comes after both parties agreed to enter into a 48-hour blackout period on Wednesday afternoon, in the hopes that both sides would reach an agreement by today. Next week's five-day statewide strike will be postponed pending approval and ratification of the agreement by the CFA Board of Directors, and then the agreement will be voted on by the CSU Board of Trustees in late May. Since last spring, both sides have been in an ongoing dispute, as the CFA has been arguing for a 5% increase in wages.
Thank you, Jordan. Congressman Jared Huffman has announced that the Arcata firm, Wing Inflatables, has been awarded a competitive $25 million Department of Defense contract. Wing Inflatables manufactures rigid rubber raiding craft used by military units and special operations teams, and the business employs hundreds of people across the North Coast. President and CEO Andrew Branup said in a statement that he is excited for the business's growth and that they are proud that the high quality of their products has been recognized by the Navy. Huffman said he is committed to helping Wing Inflatables expand and that the business is a highly skilled manufacturing asset here on the North Coast. Fortuna police arrested 31-year-old Richard Matusak of McKinleyville on Thursday morning, and he was booked into county jail on a list of charges after officers responded to a report of domestic violence. Officers contacted Matusak, who was on probation for domestic violence, and he will face charges of domestic battery, sexual battery, false imprisonment, and brandishing a knife. The status of the victim was not released. Later on Thursday, Fortuna police arrested 41-year-old McKinleyville man Brian Taylor after investigating a report of shoplifting at Strail's Shoes and Repair on Main Street. Taylor fled the scene with stolen boots, but was soon tracked down with the help of the business owner and other witnesses, and he was booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Mark Lovelace appeared on Talk Shop on Wednesday, and the discussion turned to the decision-making process and how the Board of Supervisors make their final decisions on all sorts of issues. Lovelace said it's something he has thought a lot about, and that it comes down to the differences between elected officials, people chosen by constituents to represent their interests and not for their particular expertise in a subject or skill, and county staff, comprised of experts in their field.
By and large, the people that are employed by the county got their jobs because they're good at them, because they actually have an education in the topic, they've got experience in the issue, they've got a degree that's relevant, they went on and got a master's or certification, and they're, you know, they're planners, they're attorneys, they're administrators, they're engineers, they're nurses.
Lovelace said that he regularly hears from residents that staff have their own agenda, but he points out that's because staff had made a recommendation that differs from their point of view. In the end, Lovelace said, when he as a supervisor makes a decision based on a staff recommendation, it's due to trust and his values.
Over the 7 years that I've been in this job, I've struggled with that conundrum, that when we have professional staff that are providing us with their best professional recommendation on an issue, what is our role as lay people in considering that input? And it comes down to it being one of values.
You can hear the entire interview with Supervisor Mark Lovelace by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.